We'd had plans. We were an item. I'm over him now, thank you very much. I certainly don't miss him anymore, or long for what might have been. But that doesn't mean I'm looking to get back in the saddle. What I want, not tonight and not tomorrow, but someday, is romance. The real deal. Love. I'm not on the hunt for it now, but I don't need the bone zone either. I'll know when I've found the genuine article, when I meet a man so romantic I melt from his words, from his touch, from the way he listens and cares. That's what gets me going, rather than the prospect of amazing stamina. But honestly, I'd bet that's what gets Piper going too. She's so focused on work right now that she protects herself by dating guys who have zero interest in anything lasting. Gathering my clutch purse and tucking a pink lipstick into it, I blow her a kiss. Will you be here when I get home later? She looks up at the ceiling, pretending to think. Will I be here all by my lonesome? Or will I be riding a... Okay, then, I blurt over the details. Go sow your wild oats, crazy girl. You asked. I did indeed. I head to the Lux Hotel on Fifth Avenue, eager to make some work connections. Once inside the swank ballroom, that's exactly what I do. Mingle with the crowd, chat up several executives at animal rescues, make small talk, and let them know I'm a recent graduate eager to work my way up and willing to prove myself. By the end of 2 hours, I have quite a stash of business cards in my purse. My parents are both go-getters. They're outgoing, confident types, and raised me, albeit separately, to be the same way. So I truly don't mind this kind of networking. But after 2 solid hours of self-selling, I'm ready for a break, so I head to the bar to grab a drink. Along the way, I survey the scene in the ballroom, taking in the classy guys and gals in suits and tuxes, in lovely frocks and gorgeous shift dresses, chatting and nibbling on hors d'oeuvres. Some are settling in to play table games like poker and blackjack. A karaoke contest has begun. Newsflash. Someone already sang Living on a Prayer. As I tap my unpolished nails on the counter, considering the bar offerings, a voice floats over the chatter to capture me with a stunning pure tenor that croons, "Isn't it romantic?" Chills. I have chills. His voice is straight from a black and white movie. He sings like an old-time crooner. And when I turn around, my breath catches. And yes, I nearly melt. Chapter 2. When I was getting ready, I thought these earrings were mesmerizing. Mesmerizing? Please. They're a Kit Kat next to a French artisanal morsel of chocolate. As I listen to this man sing, I understand the word mesmerize in a whole new way, as if his voice is rewriting the dictionary definition at this very moment. This is the Museum of Modern Art and gazing upon starry night. This is opening night at a Broadway show when the lead brings down the house. This man has that kind of voice. I feel like Hugh Grant's character in Love Actually when he goes searching for Natalie and is asked to sing carols at the houses and his bodyguard or driver, which was he, turns out to be operatic. The whole audience here tonight knows they're witnessing a Love Actually moment. They're enrapt, stopping their conversations to focus on that voice. The bartender hands me my champagne, and I thank him absently, never taking my eyes off the man on stage, singing Cara-freaking-Oki like he's Sinatra. The dark-haired man with the mic wears a crisp blue suit, a charcoal shirt, and a purple tie I want to tug off. Whoa, bone zone much? But I'm not really thinking about the bone zone. I'm thinking I want to hear him. I want to experience all of this song up close and personal. I weave through the crowd and make my way toward the stage like a groupie. My God, I am a freaking groupie, and I don't care. I push past women in cranberry and purple evening dresses, past men in sharp duds, until I reach the front. When I'm there, something happens. A cosmic shift, as if the world slows down. As if the room disappears. Everything else is a blur, and I swear there's a spotlight on him, and his spotlight is on me. His dark blue eyes find me immediately, and when they do, I ignite. This is some kind of dream. I pinch my arm to make sure I'm still real. Ouch!